What's happening, Polite Society? I hope you're having a good week. If you're here for the first time, welcome to my channel. I'm Alan. Today, we're once again going to be taking a look at how the music industry pushes the egalitarian worldview. So let's delve in. On July 11th, Katy Perry released her music video, Woman's World. In it, the musician tells men that it's a woman's world, and that we are lucky to even be able to live in it. Here's a short walkthrough along with some commentary. The video opens with a woman spray painting a sign with the letters W and O to change the notice men working to women working. Of course, men make up about 97% of highway maintenance workers and about 94% of construction workers, but I digress. Next, we see Katie alongside eight other women, who I guess are the 6%, sitting on a scaffolding. The singer's wardrobe in this segment is a very provocative take of Rosie the Riveter. She showcases a bottle that says whiskey for women. I guess the whiskey women drink is different from the Mr. John Daniels that Al Pacino and gents are used to, but we move on. In the lyrics, Miss Perry tells us how women are confident, intelligent, heaven-sent, soft, strong champions and winners. Women are also sisters and moms. And we need to open our eyes, look around, and we'll discover that it's a woman's world, and women ain't going nowhere. Actually, one study showed that only about 3% of women rate their confidence at a 9 or a 10. Nearly every study shows that the difference in intelligence between men and women is nearly negligible. But in actual practice, the most intellectually rigorous fields, such as science, engineering, technology, and math, are vastly overrepresented by men. And most modern women are, in fact, not soft. They tend to be masculine and hard. A lot of that probably has to do with their desire to become career women and their promiscuity. Also, the number of single, childless, and unmarried women is rising, so egalitarian moms are going to be rarer, I suppose. To be honest, I didn't really get most of this video. In the early portion, Katie touts female empowerment lines while she and other women dance around half naked. Later, she is flattened and inflates herself like she's in a cartoon. Then she gets on a monster truck and smudges makeup all over herself. She enters a house and walks right through glass into the resident's backyard, where a young lady wearing a feminine divine shirt is dancing. As Katie leaves to take off in a helicopter, the young woman asks the musician, "Who are you?" Which reminded me of Lois Lane asking the same question to Superman in the 1978 classic film. Katie answers by raising the female symbol, and the helicopter flies off with Perry hanging on the side like an action hero. If you haven't seen the video, don't watch it. It is 3 minutes of your life that you will never get back. It was definitely a nod to the divine feminine, which we see frequently in entertainment and artists such as Taylor Swift. The video has also received some negative criticism from even leftist outlets like The Guardian and Rolling Stone. In summation, it is not a woman's world. It is God's world, and God has structured human society under male leadership. 90% of CEOs are men. According to the United Nations, 93% of world leaders are men and 76% of lawmakers are male. Additionally, while a prime minister or a president here or there might be a woman, the infrastructure itself is run by men. Men comprise about 85% of law enforcement and military personnel, and nearly all combat positions. The whole idea of a woman's world and smash the patriarchy will always be a fantasy. Because in order for women to have any of their rights or their powers enforced, they would have to appeal to the very patriarchy they say they want to smash. By the way, it's difficult for me to find screenshots for this video because most of the time Katie is dressed very inappropriately. Nevertheless, let's be in prayer for those who are deceiving and being deceived by artists like Katy Perry. Let's pray that the Spirit of God will work in their hearts so that they will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as he is freely offered in the gospel. All right, that's a wrap for now. Ladies and gents, if you want to share your own thoughts, be sure to do so in the comments section down below. Thanks for watching, everyone. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content here, you can subscribe by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. Then you can hit the bell for notification. I upload a new video every Wednesday and every Saturday. Have an awesome rest of your week. And for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all always. I will see you all in the next video. God's blessings on your week.